All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Byways Around San Francisco Bay by W. E. Hutchinson. Mount Tamalpais. There are mountains and mountains, each one with an individuality all its own. There are mountains whose lofty peaks are covered with perpetual snow, like a bridal robe adorned with jewels, with the rising sun kissing each separate fold into glowing splendor. Mountains whose rugged summits rise far above the timber line, somber and imposing, with fleecy clouds floating round the rocky pinnacles like fine spun silver. Mount Tamalpais is not so lofty as Pike's Peak or Mount Hood, but what it loses in altitude it makes up in splendor, and a trip to its summit over the crookedest railroad in the world offers a view that is unsurpassed. Leaving the ferry building, we have a delightful ride on the bay, passing close to Alcatraz Island, where the military prison is located, with a view of Fort Point and Fort Baker, passing near the United States Quarantine Station on Angel Island, and arrive at Sausalito, perched on the hillside like some hamlet on the Rhine, then by rail to Mill Valley, a beautiful little town, nestling at the foot of the mountain like a Swiss village. Here we change to the observation train drawn by a mountain-climbing traction engine and begin the climb. The ascent is a gradual one, the steepest grade being a trifle over 7%, while the train twists and turns around 260 curves from the base to the summit. We enter a forest of the giant redwoods, which, enormous in girth and 300 feet high, have defied the elements for thousands of years. Crossing a canyon filled with madrones, oaks, and laurels, we look down upon a panorama of exceeding beauty. At a certain point, the train seems about to jump off into space, but it makes a sharp curve around a jutting cliff for the edge of the canyon, and a broader view bursts upon us, a view unparalleled for its magnificence. About halfway up, we reach the double bow knot, where the road parallels itself five times in a short distance, and where one can change cars and go down the other side of the mountain to Muir Woods. We stay by the train and toil upward over Slide Gulch, through McKinley Cut, and at last, with aching but beauty-filled eyes, we reach the summit. From the top of most mountains, surrounding peaks shut off the view to some extent, but from the summit of Mount Tamalpais there is an unbroken view. Rising as it does almost from the shores of the bay, there are miles and miles of uninterrupted view. Far below us, the ocean and the bay shimmer like a mirror, and majestic ocean liners, outward bound, look like toy boats. To the left, Mount Hamilton rises out of the purple haze, while to the right, Mount Diablo pushes its great bulk above the clouds. It is claimed that 20 or more cities and towns can be seen from the top of Mount Tamalpais. Whether this be true or not, I cannot say, but it is certain that we saw a good many near and far, and it is also true that on a clear day, the Sierras, 150 miles distant, can be plainly seen. From the hotel near the summit, one gets an unsurpassed view of San Francisco Bay, the Cliff House, and the Farallone Islands, and if you are fortunate enough to see the sun sink behind the ocean, between the portals of the Golden Gate, you will never forget this sight. All the colors of the artist's palette are thrown across the sky, changing from red to orange, from orange to purple. Each white-capped wave is touched with a rosy phosphorescence and scintillates like a thousand jewels. To ascend Mount Tamalpais on foot, following the railroad, is not a difficult task, and is well worth the effort, for then you can take the time to enjoy the varied views that burst upon your vision at each turn of the road, and linger as long as you like over each choice bit of scenery. As you descend, you feel that the day upon the mountain has been a day of vision and of beauty. End of Mount Tamalpais.